Brothers and sisters, I would just like to thank you all for this opportunity before we dive into the lesson tonight for allowing me to come and stand before you for a short time and preach a small portion of the gospel unto you. So y'all might want to strap in. We might be here for a while, or you might just get blown away, so make sure y'all strapped in nice and tight there. But so the topic for tonight, I call it, nothing can hinder you from being saved. Now I want you to think about that just for a moment before we really get started here. Nothing can hinder you from being saved. Think about it, let it sit, marinate just for a moment, and think about what that means. Now God, who is he? He is that person, that entity that makes it so that nothing can hinder you from being saved. Now go ahead and open up your Bibles. I'm doing it old school here tonight. So open up your Bibles and turn with me to Acts chapter 8. And we'll read verse 36. Acts chapter 8, verse 36. And it reads, "And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" So you have here, if you read in scriptures above, a man, a eunuch. You know, he was being taught, and as he went on his way, he came to a body of water. And he asked a question to Philip, the man who was teaching under him. He asked him, "What does hinder me to be baptized?" See, what's hindering me? What's stopping me? Nothing can hinder you from being saved. Keep that in mind. Then go down to the next scripture. Acts 8:37. 37, and Philip said, "If thou believe it with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." See, I believe that he is the Son of God. See, basically what Philip gave to the man after he asked that question, "What does hinder me?" Philip basically told the man, If you believe with all your heart, if you truly believe it, it ain't nothing stopping you from being saved right now. It ain't nothing stopping you from being baptized. See, you can do it right now if you want to. See, it wasn't nothing holding the man back. Nothing that could stop it. See, nothing can hinder you. So here we come, boom, point one. See, if you truly want it, if you truly want to be saved, God will make a way. See, he'll make a way. See, if you truly want it, God, he's going to make a way for you. Turn with me, if you will, brothers and sisters, to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. In fact, one of you brethren, get that scripture for me. Matthew chapter 7, 7 and 8. Read it for me. Take it slow.
"Ask and it shall be given to you."
Ask. Give me. "Ask and it shall be hidden from you."
"Given to you."
Given to you. Continue on, brother.
"Seek and you shall find."
Seek and the Lord going to make sure it's hidden in a dark corner so you can't find it.
"Seek and you shall find it."
Seek and you shall find it. Continue on. "Knock and the door gonna be closed and locked with seven locks so you can't get in."
"It shall be open."
"It'll be open unto you." Continue reading, brother.
"For everyone who asks, receives."
"For everyone that asks." You know, every other person will receive.
"He that asks will receive."
"He that asks." See, everyone, they shall receive. Continue.
"And he who seeks will find."
"He who seeks will find." Continue on.
And to him who knocks, it shall be open.
And to him who knocks, it shall be open. See, if you ask, it's going to be given. If you seek, you will find. If you knock the door, the Lord, he ain't going to leave you out there in the darkness. He's going to open the door wide open for you. He's going to make sure you can get in there. See, the Lord, he ain't going to hide it from you. See, if you truly want it. See, that's what you got to remember, though. See, remember that, because you're going to hear it a lot throughout this lesson. See, you can have the word. See, the Lord, he going to provide you a way. But that is if you truly want it. See, if you need to learn the word, see, he'll make a way for you to learn. Let's go back again to the book of Acts. Back to chapter 8. Acts chapter 8, 29 beginning. Acts chapter 8, verse 29 beginning. And it reads, "Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go here and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him." Then go to jump to 34 and 35. "And the eunuch answered and said, Philip, answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at that same scripture and preached unto him Jesus." He preached unto him what? He preached unto him Jesus. See what you have here, that same eunuch. See, he had the book. He was reading, he was studying, but he could not quite grasp what he needed. And so there was a man, Philip, and the Lord, he told that man, go join yourself unto that man. Go join yourself unto him. And Philip, he ran to the man. And he asked him, do you understand? See, and he began at that same scripture and he preached unto the man. He taught the man. And thereby, that man was able to learn what he needed to learn. See, if you truly want it, the Lord, he is going to provide a way. See, that man, he was reading and he was trying to understand, but he couldn't quite get it. The Lord sent them away. See, many people, you know, I find when I talk to people, and honestly, they end up saying this because they're trying to get around obeying the scripture for themselves, but they say to me, you telling me that if you know those people way over there in Africa and Nepal and China, you know, some of them who never even seen a Bible in their lives. So you telling me they gonna die and be lost because they didn't obey the scripture, even though they ain't never seen it, they ain't never heard it. Well, brothers and sisters, as we can see here, see, it ain't going to be none of that. See, because if you truly want it, the Lord, he is going to provide you a way. He's going to make sure you have a way of hearing, of learning his holy word. Thereby, you can obey him. Now we come upon point two. Nothing will stop you. See, when the time comes to obey, you will obey. See, when the time comes, you're going to obey. Still here in Acts chapter 8 yet again, but 36 through 39. "And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believe with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot, stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. See, this eunuch here, if I remember correctly, he was the servant of a king, I believe a treasurer of some sort of a queen. But see, this man, he had somewhere to be. See, he had a mission. But see, Philip came to the man and he sat with him and he taught him. Apparently, somewhere along those lines, that line of him being taught, he came to the understanding, this is what I need to do if I want to be saved. So he came upon that body of water and he commanded the chariot, stand still. And he was baptized. He became a member of the Lord's body at that very time. See, not like many of us, you know, who make excuses, you know, in today's time. You know, I would be there, but I gotta work, or I got a little sniffle. He didn't make an excuse. Stand still, he commanded that chariot. And at that very moment, he was baptized. See, if you truly want it, nothing will stop you. See, you will go against your own if you truly want it. Turn to Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. 29 and 30. Acts 16, 29 and 30. It reads, then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Then jump to verse 33. And he took them that same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. See, we skipped that part, but if you read just right above there where we started, you will notice how, you know, a great quake came. And at that time, when that great quake came, all the prison cells where they were open. See, this was a Philippian jailer. His charge was pretty simple. Keep the prison. Keep the prisoners. See, that great quake came and all the doors were open and all the chains were loose. And he woke up out of his sleep, supposing that those prisoners had escaped. Drew a sword and prepared to kill himself. But Paul, he cried with a loud voice, do yourself no harm. And that man, he came in. He fell down before him asking, what must I do? He took Paul and Silas. He washed their stripes. And then him and all his house, they heard and were baptized. They became of the Lord's people. But see, I want you to get the significance of this. See, when this Philippian jailer woke up out of his sleep, he was prepared to take his own life because the prisoners, they've escaped. But now, of his own accord, he takes two prisoners from the prison. He washed their stripes. He take them and let his house hear the word. See, He must have feared something from his masters to prepare to kill himself, whether it was shame or torture or something worse. But now, not only did he take prisoners from the prison, he followed the same God that they followed. And remember, Paul and Silas, they were in there because somebody said, what you do is unlawful. So now he's following something that's unlawful. And where's the fear now? See, nothing will stop you if you truly want it. See, if you truly want it, father, mother, brother, sister, cousin, auntie, uncle, none of that's going to stop you. Best friend. Now, I don't want you going. Now, I don't care what you want. I'm going to be of the Lord's people. See, if you truly want it, that's how you will be. See, it ain't going to be nothing that can stop you. See, he went against his own in order to be of the Lord's people. So here we come upon point three. Nothing will stop you from becoming strong. See, temptation, it won't be able to stop you. See, you will be able to grow, flourish. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. 1 Corinthians 10, 13 reads, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, not willing. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear. See, with every temptation, there'll be a way of escape. See, temptation, it won't be able to hold you back. It won't be able to make you fall. It won't be able to make you stop. See, that makes me remember a time not too terribly long ago, back when I was in high school, I'm getting old. That was about 4 years ago now. back when I was in high school, I remember it was an Algebra 2 class. I was just sitting at my desk, you know, minding my business, doing my work as I was supposed to. But, you know, as I was there, you know, eventually, people there at the school, you know, students, fellas especially, seemed to take notice. They kind of took notice of my character and the way I went about day-to-day life, just the way I went about living. That I did my best to be honorable. Just use that term. Something I heard today. But, so this, you know, they would often, you know, they would try to do things just to, you know, try and get a reaction out of me. Just so they could say, hey, you're just like the rest of us. And there was this one fella, you know, big dude. I mean, this one, he thought he was real bad, brothers and sisters. So I'm sitting there, you know, doing my schoolwork. He get up, he just walking around. I'm there doing what I'm supposed to be doing. He just walking. And out of nowhere, fella just slapped me across my face. And brothers and sisters, I ain't gonna lie to you, I was hot. I jumped up out of that seat. And I love fighting now. And I love the art of fighting. I love training to fight. See, art, when it comes to the art of music and fighting, those are two things I love. I jumped up out of that seat. I sized him up. Saw the way he was standing, everything I needed. And I thought in my mind, what way I could get him down fastest to do well, ungodly things. But all this happened within maybe 15, 30 seconds. I jumped up out of that seat and I'm just standing. And I stood there just for a while and I thought. And you know, I turned and I walked out the door. Now there's this song that I've written called "Give Me Your Word, Lord." And I just walked around the school just for a little while singing. Hey, give me your word, Lord, give me your word. Hey, give me your word, Lord, give me your word. And then, after doing that for a while, I walked back in the room, cooled off a little bit. But you know what was even worse, brothers and sisters? I walked back in that room, and the very same teacher, instructor that watched the fella slap me in the face, did not say a thing. You know I wasn't supposed to be walking out of the classroom like that. Now, I didn't appreciate that at all. But see, all that to say, every time you are tempted, you don't have to bend. You don't have to fall. See, with temptation, there is a way of escape. See, it is not that which goeth into a man, but that which cometh out. See, there was a door. At the moment, that was my way of escape. So I took it. There was a song. At the moment, that was my way of escape. So I took it. See, you don't have to give in to temptation. You know, that make me think of yet another one, brothers and sisters. Brothers. Now, this one might be a little tough for some of y'all now. But another occasion, back in high school, there was this young lady. I'm a say it in every way I know possible, so nobody will miss the picture here. I'm gonna use slang and all of it. Now, this girl, she was beautiful. She was gorgeous. She was hot. She was fine. Any of those hit anybody? You know what I mean, brothers? Brothers, don't sit out there and pretend y'all don't know what I'm talking about now. Yeah, some of y'all might be in trouble with y'all wives after this tonight. Glad I'm not married. Y'all have fun tonight, brothers. But now there was this girl, and she walked up to me and she said, "Savannah, you're taking me to prom." And I said, "Okay, fine with me. Sound good. Then she continued. She was like, okay, cool. So we gonna go to prom. And after prom, what are we going to do? And I said, "Well, you know, I'll take you home and bid you a good night." And she said, okay. So we're gonna go to prom. And before you take me home and bid you a good night, what are we going to do? I said, "Well, you know, I'll take you out to eat. You know, we can get some dinner. And then I'll take you home and bid you a good night." Okay, I got you. So we're going to go to prom and then to dinner, but before, you know, after dinner, before you take me home, what are we going to do? I said, "Well, we can hang out, we can talk, we can chill, you know. Then I'll take you home and bid you a good night." See, by this time, you know, I kind of got a sense of what she was getting at. And finally, she just came out and said, so you're saying you're not going to sleep with me?" And I said, "No." And, you know, by this time, you know, this conversation kind of started to draw a crowd as there were other fellas around. And so the fellas, they had started to gather around. And And she said, now any of these other guys, if I would let them sleep with me, they would. She pointed to one, would you sleep with me? Yeah, yes I would. Would you sleep with me? Yeah, you know I would. Then she looked at me. Then why won't you? Because I'm not like the rest of them. See, you are not worth my soul's salvation. Not worth it. See, with any temptation, there is always a way of escape. See, if you truly want it. See, if you truly want it, temptation won't stop you. You will begin to take up the gospel arm. You know where we're going now. Turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, 10 and 11, begin. Ephesians chapter 6, 10 and 11. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And jump to verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take in the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. See, brothers and sisters, see, if you truly want it, see, the temptation at some point, it'll get not so strong anymore as you begin to take up that gospel arm of piece by piece by piece. See, when the roots of sin start to rise up out of the ground and try and entangle you by the feet, see your feet, they'll be shod with that preparation of the gospel of peace. You will be able to shake it loose like it ain't no problem. See, when sin start to come at you from every single hand, you will be able to stop it. See, some of you may remember the man, Muhammad Ali. You know, he used to float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Well, when fornication come on this hand, and lust and drunkenness and lying and anything you can think of, see, you will be just like the man, Muhammad Ali, on sin. Fornication, knocked out. Lying, knocked out. Drunkenness, knocked out. It won't be able to hold you anymore. It won't be able to stop you. It won't be able to bring you down. See, if you truly want it. See, nothing will be able to stand in your way. So in conclusion, you will have all you need to be faithful. Turn to Matthew. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. It reads, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. See, seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else you need, it will be there. See, when you need to hear the word, when you need a way of being taught because you truly want it, you're asking, you're seeking, you're knocking, God, he gonna make a way. See, and when that time comes, all you need We'll be there. See, nothing will be able to stop you when that time comes to obey. Because seek ye first, and all will be added unto you. So, brothers and sisters, if you truly want it, the Lord, he will give you all you need. So if there are any in here this day that is not a member of the body, you want to become a member of the body, well, it's not too difficult at all. It's real simple. You simply must hear the word. If you're here, you've heard the word. If you need to hear more, well, there are many people in here that would be glad to share it with you. But see, all you have to do, you simply have to hear the word. Hear it. Understand, believe. Simply repent. Confess the name of Christ. Confess that he is Lord. And be baptized in the watery grave. And become a new man. And if you are a member of the body, that maybe you're weak, or you've fallen away, you've done something wrong, well, it's not. See, the Lord, he ain't going to shut you out. It's not difficult. All you got to do is come, repent, and he will surely accept you back into the fold. So, see, if you truly want it, just understand it ain't nothing that's going to stop you. I'm afraid of the water, or I got to work, or I'm ashamed. You will throw shame out the window if you truly want it. So as I close, if there be any that have need, come forth as we together stand and sing.